Insanities.
We have Ava Conaway, Maggie McCabe, and myself, Summer Vent, with a special guest to discuss her daily life, coping with anxiety. Woo!
Personally, I do suffer from anxiety and depression, and that comes along with a lot of things. I have a lot of friends with anxiety and depression, and we really bond over it. So Summer's going to take it from here.
Here's some facts about generalized anxiety disorder to start. It involves persistent and excessive worry that interferes with daily activities. This ongoing worry and tension may be accompanied by physical symptoms such as restlessness, feeling on edge, or easily fatigued, difficulty concentrating, muscle tension, or problems sleeping. In the U.S., around 30% of adults struggle with anxiety, and in most, symptoms begin before someone is even 21 years old. Anxiety does not have a set-in-stone cause, but it could be genetic and a symptom of PTSD or lack of sleep.
Heat flashes, raised blood pressure, heart problems, and even strokes in certain cases. Unfortunately, there is no cure for anxiety, but there are many different medications used to help cope with anxiety, like Xanax, Zoloft, Klonopin, Lexapro, Falciterin, Paxil, and Prozac. But with these medications comes a lot of side effects. First of all of these medications are classified as minor tranquilizers, and more than 50% of anxiety-related medications are narcotics and can make...
Different things that we do to cope with our anxiety throughout the day, especially during the school year, and other things that may affect your daily life.
It's really important to start your day off with the right mindset.
For example, making your bed and washing your face.
I like to sit outside in the sun for 10 minutes and just soak in all the red light.
Totally.
She doesn't actually do that.
I don't.
But what I actually do is listen to the music that grounds me for the day every day, because music is what I use to cope with everything in my life. So you have to find what is great for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things out there, and... just wanted to share an anxiety meme with you guys. So we have a picture of a dog, and it says, "When your anxiety goes away and having no anxiety gives you anxiety." See, this really just resembles the, there's no cure for this.
And anxiety surrounds the entire existence.
Yeah, and you're going to suffer, but you can make it through by coping.
As I began to touch on, other than medications, there are tons of other treatments to help suppress anxiety, like breathing exercises, psychology sessions, coloring, self-care days, much needed, spending time with a pet, medications, and yoga.
This is our special guest, Melissa Conaway, who suffers from anxiety. She will be answering some questions for us to help our listeners understand the daily trials and tribulations of anxiety disorder.
All right, so we have Melissa Conaway here, and we're going to be asking her a few questions. So, Melissa, how do you feel right now?
I feel perfectly fine.
Are you a worrier?
I worry about everything.
What kinds of things worry you on a daily basis?
I worry about my kids driving. I worry about if everybody gets to where they have to be on time. Those kinds of things.
Okay. When were you diagnosed with anxiety?
Maybe 15 years ago.
And how old were you 15 years ago? And what kinds of things do you do to manage your anxiety?
I meditate, I do yoga and deep breathing exercises.
How often do you practice those things to help with your anxiety?
I practice those things on a daily basis.
All right. You don't need to say what medication you take for your anxiety, but are you taking medicine?
No, I am not.
Have you ever taken medicine for your anxiety?
Yes, I have.
Do you mind sharing what those medications were?
I actually don't recall what they were, but I am very sensitive to medication. So because of that, nothing really worked for me.
Okay. And do you know of any other coping techniques that you use on a day-to-day basis? Can you think of anything off the top of your head?
Other than the three that I listed, there are no other coping techniques that I personally use.
Okay, so it's a proven fact that physical activities reduce your anxiety. Do you participate in any physical activities?
I do. I exercise and I do yoga.
Okay. Besides people influencing your anxiety, what other things make you anxious? Things that don't involve other people?
Well, don't involve other people, like other people that I know. Because a big influence to my anxiety is actually watching the news.
And why is that?
Because the news only tells you about all the bad things that happen. Mostly.
So watching the news increases your anxiety?
It does.
So why do you watch the news?
Well, I don't prefer to, but sometimes it's on.
What kinds of things on the news give you anxiety?
Crime.
Anything else?
War.
Crime,
war. Violence.
And yes, that's happening in the world, but why does it make you anxious?
I'm not sure.
Okay. So when you're anxious or when you are the most anxious, what does it feel like internally, physically? What does it feel like? If you could describe the feeling.
Shaky.
You feel shaky?
Mm-hmm. On the inside.
And what areas of your body? In your chest?
Mm.
Your body shakes?
No, I don't physically shake. You feel shaky.
Okay. So that's how you would describe anxiety? Like the feeling physically?
For me,
mentally, yes. Mentally, how does it make you feel?
Overwhelmed.
And when you're really anxious, how do you react? What do you do? Right off the bat.
I get agitated.
With who?
With everyone.
Whom? Including your family?
Yes.
And do you yell at them or what do you do, preferably?
No.
Okay. All right.
Preferably, what do?
Well, you know what I mean. So, Melissa, your anxiety on a day-to-day basis, how would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10?
5.
So right smack in the middle of really, 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 really bad and really, 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 really
minor. On a daily basis? Yes.
On what days of the week do you think that it is the most increased?
It doesn't have a preference.
Okay. And does your anxiety affect your eating habits?
No.
So you would say you eat 3 meals a day, including some snacks and beverages?
No. I usually only eat 2 meals a day.
Okay. All right, so we have Melissa Conaway here, and we're going to be asking her a few questions. So, Melissa, how do you feel right now?
I feel perfectly fine.
Are you a worrier?
I worry about everything.
What kinds of things worry you on a daily basis?
I worry about my kids driving. I worry about if everybody gets to where they have to be on time. Those kinds of things.
Okay. When were you diagnosed with anxiety?
Maybe 15 years ago.
And how old were you 15 years ago?
36.
And what kinds of things do you do to manage your anxiety?
I meditate, I do yoga and deep breathing exercises.
How often do you practice those things to help with your anxiety?
I practice those things on a daily basis.
All right. You don't need to say what medication you take for your anxiety because that may be personal. Oh, it stopped recording. Oh, wait, no, it didn't. Maggie just cut this out. Sorry. You don't need to say what medication you take for your anxiety, but are you taking medicine?
No, I am not.
Have you ever taken medicine for your anxiety?
Yes, I have.
Do you mind sharing what those medications were?
I actually don't recall what they were, but I am very sensitive to medication. So because of that, nothing really worked for me.
Okay. And do you know of any other coping techniques that you use on a day-to-day basis? Can you think of anything off the top of your head?
Other than the 3 that I listed, there
Thank
are
no Thank you for no listening other- to our ramble about anxiety. We will see you next episode, where we will talk about bipolarism.
We'll see you next time! Bye, crazies!
Dougie, you told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mathematician. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge. All my life. They be trying to keep me down. All this time. Never thought I'd make it out. No, no.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No.
All my life.
They be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who tryna get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt theyself. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life.
Trying to keep me down.
All this time.
All this time.
Never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't take me.
No.
All my life.
all my life. They be trying to keep me down. They be trying to keep me down.
First generation ghetto nigga. Cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the lap, nigga, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murder a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a play in his tunes all day in my room. Thinking, damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule. If you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill him is old age.
All my life, they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No, no,
they couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No,
all my life,
all my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.